The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here is your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Our guest today on the program is Kevin Vaughn. He is the owner of Pyro Paradise. He has offices, stores actually, in Bad Axe, Caseville, and Carroll. And we are going to be talking about fireworks today, the kind that you can purchase on your own, not the commercial kind that is an official fireworks display, though he does those too.
Yeah.
We're going to talk a little bit about the differences in that. We're going to be talking about changes as the season for the fireworks is upon us.
Yeah, it is. And thank you, Craig, for having me on this morning. I really do appreciate it. I wanted to come here this morning and let the viewers know that there have been several changes to the fireworks laws this year, and I want to go over a lot of those in detail for them.
Now, we were restricted in fireworks for a long time, and that changed a few years back, and they've been kind of tweaking it as we go along, finding, you know, any kinks in the road that they want to straighten out.
Yeah. The fireworks law changed 8 years ago, so now that we can shoot consumer grade, which is called Class C fireworks, and that's what we have at all of our retail locations, and the professional grade has never been legal for the general public to have in their possession, never will be legal for the general public to have in their possession. You must be a licensed pyrotechnician to possess that stuff, handle it, and shoot it. Okay.
Now, the Class C that you sell to the public.
Right.
There are still some things. It doesn't cover all the fireworks, you know, like cherry bombs and all this other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
This is its own class and its own way of doing things, because you don't want to think that everything is now fair game. There are still some restrictions for safety purposes, but they expanded a lot from sparklers and little smoke bombs that did nothing.
Right, little fountains and smoke bombs and the snakes and all that. So, yeah, the back to your original question, is the cherry bombs, the M80s. I just want everybody to know that has not been legal. According to the information that I have been provided, that was outlawed in 1966. That is technically a felony to possess it and light them. Just so people know that. I get that question all the time.
But they remember it from their childhood.
Oh, absolutely.
I remember these
things,
and, you know, you could put one in a little model car or something, and then it was gone.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But, yeah, no, they outlawed that years and years ago. So our firework law changed back, it's been 8 years now, and that we've been doing this. And then there's been, you know, just like anything, when you implement something new, it's going to run for a while, and then you're going to see, you know, where do we want to make improvements? How do we want to tweak this a little bit? In this past winter, the Bureau of Fire Services did indeed tweak this. So I do want to talk about some of that stuff, because there are lots of changes.
But the Bureau has only so much it can do. A lot of it has to be enacted by lawmakers, so it has some teeth to it.
Absolutely.
I mean, they can do rules, but the rules are based on the law.
That is correct, yes. So this is actually a law in Michigan, and I believe it is law number 256. You can pull it right up on the Bureau of Fire Services website, and you can see the whole law, and then you can actually see there's even a link that you can see. It says new changes for 2019 as of like February 26th. So you can see all the new changes, and that is actually where I pulled this information from.
And a lot of it's in English, not legalese.
Oh, it's very, very, very clearly explained. You betcha. So, you know, a lot of the changes that happened this year were more toward the retailers, such as myself. They were putting more teeth into it, so people couldn't come out and, you know, try to circumvent the laws and the licensing process, because we obviously have to pay licensing fees to do all this. And what they were finding is that some of these people, they were just setting up shop and selling fireworks illegally. Well, the Bureau of Fire Services was always chasing them down, and they finally said, you know, we're really going to put some serious teeth into this. And so they did. And now, if you get caught selling fireworks illegally, I believe the first offense is $5,000, the second offense is $20,000, And the third offense is something like $40,000. It is a very steep penalty.
And usually in the laws, you know, first offense, second offense, third offense, besides raising the penalties, sometimes can jump from misdemeanors into felony category, which is jail time.
Especially depending on what product you have there for sale.
If it is illegal.
That's correct.
Because if you don't have all the licensing and all the abilities, you shouldn't have the ability to buy it.
That's right.
And so you're getting it from less than credible sources.
Correct. Absolutely. And the other thing that I know that they were finding is that the tents that we're selling, and I've never been a big advocate of tents for several reasons, not just because I don't like tents, it's just because things are exposed to the elements. Fireworks and, you know, flash powder, it doesn't work well with moisture, and then you get something that may not go up as high. It may go off prematurely with, you know, with just a strike of a match. It may burn the wick may burn too quickly, it may burn too slowly. So I've never been a big advocate of tents from the very beginning. That's why I have all what we call brick and mortar stores. Okay, so everything is inside, it's temperature controlled, it's locked down at night, it's alarm coded. So the tents,
don't even think about it, people.
Yeah, no, my stuff's pretty secure. But the tents, you know, they're exposed to the moisture and the dew, and, you know, obviously when it rains, they have them, you know, covered as best they can. But what we are finding
is... But that plastic around them normally isn't enough to totally seal them out.
No, it's not. And it's just cardboard. It's just paper. I mean, that's what's just there. So it wicks
cardboard
moisture.
Absorbs.
Sure does. Absolutely absorbs the moisture. You bet. So what the Bureau of Fire Services found was is that they implemented this total of 12% sales tax on fireworks. 6% for the regular sales tax for the state of Michigan. An additional 6% for the Bureau of Fire Services. So there are or is 12% sales tax on fireworks. Now, keep in mind, that additional 6% goes directly to the Bureau of Fire Services. It does not go to a general fund, because I was a big advocate of that one.
You didn't want it commingling.
Exactly. Huh? If we're going to send this money to fire departments, then let's send it to the fire departments. So,
because they're the ones who have to deal with it if something is brought in that's bad.
That is correct, yes, absolutely. And it's, you know, me being a volunteer fireman myself for 13 years, we got to see lots of different things. And so having additional training, not only just fireworks, but it was for everything else. So if a person, a young man or woman, wants to come in and be a firefighter, and the department needed funding, they could apply to the Bureau of Fire Services to receive some of this funding for their department. A lot of that funding went to your training centers for your fire department, which is in the center of your county, and my county at the time was Tuscola, so our training center was the Carroll Fire Department. And the fire chief and I there were actually pretty good friends, and so I asked Randy Heckroth, I said, hey, how much of this money have you received? And I said, what is your stance on fireworks? And he said to me point blank, he goes, Kevin, I love it. He said, as of today, Carroll Fire Department has received $38,000 in funding from the Bureau of Fire Services. I think it's fantastic. And he says, besides, who doesn't like fireworks?
And this training is especially important in rural areas like ours, where we have mostly voluntary fire departments.
Correct.
If you've got to train people and it's not going to be their regular job, or they're not going to be able to live on it, you know, as a job, it's just to help the community. Getting some of the cost defrayed for the training seems like a real win as they're trying to recruit people.
You're absolutely right. And so I'm a big advocate of it. So what the Bureau of Fire Services was finding with some of these tents, they were not being accountable or held accountable as much as what brick and mortars were. Well, this year, with the changes to the law, they are forcing these tent owners to, when they submit their application for business, they're forcing them to go get a $5,000 surety bond, which I think is fantastic. Now, keep in mind, the Bureau of Fire Services raised the application for brick and mortar stores, plus they also raised the application for tents as well. I think, and this is my opinion, I don't know if this is factual or not, this is just my opinion, I think they're trying to weed out the people that just wanted to do this as a sometime part-time hobby. That's my take. A lot of these people.
It's a very seasonable thing.
It is.
For the most part.
It is.
I mean, they aren't out here in tents in the middle of winter.
No.
They're here for Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day.
And most of them are just here for the 4th of July, and they're out. Most of them are.
And if they're here for the 4th of July, they can't be anywhere else. So, unless they have, family doing other things.
Correct.
Elsewhere. So
right.
It's not like a carnival that goes from one community to another every other weekend.
Mm-hmm.
There is a big point in selling it, and then the market kind of dries up for most of it.
Yep.
I mean, you can do it, most of the year because you're in town and people know about you and you
right.
can get it, but these
We're
people
well
aren't going to be sitting in the back of a truck for
right.
for every weekend.
That's correct.
For all summer long.
That is right. Everyone knows that, Pyro Paradise, everyone knows where our stores are. Bad Axe right next to Dunham Sporting Goods. Caseville, we're just north of the Dairy Queen, right on 25. And in Carroll, we're right across the street from Walmart. And we've been there, we're going on 8 years now. So we are well established. And I got to thank all my customers, my loyal customers, for coming out and purchasing from us, because we really do put our heart and souls into this. I personally start looking for fireworks about Christmas time. I look for the new stuff that's coming out.
Is it, you use the term new, is it just in how it's packaged and what's together with it, because you're still bound by what you can do with the Class C type of fireworks, or is there actually some new stuff that can come out within that boundary that wasn't out there before?
When I refer to new product, I mean product that with new effects, okay? Like, here's an example. Everyone likes the firework that goes on, it breaks, and then it drapes down. It looks like a weeping willow tree. Well, that's been very, very difficult to get in the past. Well, this year they've come out with some new shells, and they're called Wicked Willow Shells, and they're awesome. They're wonderful, and they really do give that draping effect that people have been looking for. Now, so that's when I say it's new. So it's still consumer grade. It's still Class C fireworks that we are allowed to sell. It's just new product, if you will, with new effects. Kind of like when they come out with new cars and, what are the options on the new car and what are the new colors? And that's what I refer to when I say new.
And that draping effect is reminiscent of the commercial ones you
yes.
see, and that kind of draws people
Absolutely.
To it.
Absolutely. It's
they,
the
they
wow
like
factor.
They feel that, ooh.
Right, okay. Exactly. It's definitely the wow factor. That's for sure. So now a couple of new things that I really want to touch on, and I want to make this very, very clear, and if we have to go over this a couple of different times, I'm more than happy to do that with the individuals. Now keep in mind, these are talking about the new laws for shoot times, okay? These are not only going to be posted in my stores, every single customer that comes in is now required to receive the shooting times that are legal here in Michigan. Now, I also want to make this very, very clear. If your township has not restricted the use of fireworks, you may shoot fireworks 365 days a year. Okay, and there are many townships that have no restrictions on fireworks. They're rural. I mean, they're out in the countryside. They certainly are. But now, your local municipalities like the city of Bad Axe, I know Cass City did, I know Caseville did, and I believe Port Austin did as well. And they have definitely put on a local restriction, which then reverts to the guidelines set forth by the Bureau of the Fire Services and what the state of Michigan made law. Okay, so.
And those guidelines have kind of changed.
They have changed. Let's talk about what used to be. It used to be that there were 10 protected holidays in the state of Michigan, and you could shoot the day before, the day of, and the day after that national holiday. That has absolutely changed. And truly, I think it's for the better, honestly, because it was a kind of a give and take negotiation when they did this.
Because we have a lot of 3-day, 4-day holiday weekends that come into play, and if you're restricted to the day before and the day after and the day of,
right,
part of that weekend may be lost.
Yet that is absolutely right, and that's why I think it was a great idea. I think it was a bargaining option at a table, and they came up with a great solution. Because really, let's face it: do you shoot fireworks on Thanksgiving? Probably not.
Only if the stove blows up.
Right, exactly. And, you know, do you shoot fireworks on President's Day? Probably not, okay? Your big firework holidays are New Year's Eve, Memorial Day weekend, 4th of July, and Labor Day weekend. Those are typically what we've found over the course of the 8 years. Those are the ones that people want to shoot fireworks. So here's what the Bureau of Fire Services and the Fireworks Association of Michigan sat down and hashed this out. And this is what they came up with, okay? And I'm going to read you verbatim the new law changes. They are in Section 7 right off the Bureau of Fire Services website. Okay, paragraph number one reads as follows. Except as provided in this act, a local unit of government shall not enact or enforce an ordinance, code, or regulation pertaining to or in any manner regulating the sale, the display, storage, transportation, or distribution of fireworks regulated under this act. That's paragraph one. That did not change from the very, very beginning.
That keeps communities saying they don't want one in the community from doing that type of thing.
Correct.
Yep. That kind of cuts that out because you have the right to do it.
That's correct. Now, here's paragraph two, and this one's very important. It says, a local unit of government, now that means your local municipality, may enact an ordinance regulating the ignition, discharge, or use of consumer fireworks, including but not limited to an ordinance prescribing the hours of the day or night during which a person may ignite, discharge, or use consumer fireworks. If a local unit of government enacts an ordinance under this subsection, the ordinance shall not regulate the ignition, discharge, or use of consumer fireworks on the following days after 11 a.m. Okay, so this has changed. Now, Part A says, which pertains to New Year's Eve, you may shoot fireworks December 31st until 1 a.m., which falls on January 1st. Okay? And Part B, this one I really do like as well. The Saturday and Sunday immediately preceding Memorial Day until 11:45 p.m. on each of those days. So before, we always said it was the day before, the day of, the day after the national holiday. Well, Memorial Day is a national holiday. Well, that means the holiday is on Monday, so legally you could shoot Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Well, obviously, people are going back to work Monday evening, and you know they're not shooting fireworks Monday night, and pretty much nobody was shooting fireworks on Tuesday. So they changed it this year. And so now, Memorial Day weekend, you may shoot on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday until 11:45 p.m. Now, here's a really good news for all of us. Pertaining to the 4th of July, you may start to shoot fireworks June 29th. Through July 4th until 11:45 p.m. on each of those days. Okay, so let's break that down. That means starting June 29th, you can shoot June 29th, the 30th, July 1st, July 2nd, July 3rd, July 4th. That is 6 days of shooting fireworks until 11:45 p.m. Okay? Now, Part D here says July 5th. If that date is a Friday or Saturday, you may shoot until 11:45 p.m. That's fantastic. So we've got July 29th, July 30th, July 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, and then you may pick up July 5th, which is if it's a Friday or a Saturday, which this year the 4th of July falls on a Thursday, so the 5th is a Friday. We are actually going to be allowed to legally shoot fireworks 7 days, one full week this year for fireworks, which I think is fantastic because we kind of bartered and gave up some of those other holidays that really, you know, people really weren't using. So this gives the community back a full week to celebrate our independence, okay? And there's one more. We have, referring to Labor Day, the Saturday and Sunday immediately preceding Labor Day until 11:45 p.m. on each of those days. So Memorial Day weekend and Labor Day weekend are exactly the same. You may shoot fireworks on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday until 11:45 p.m. Great. We get all weekend long parties and festivities. Also, I really want to reiterate this too. The fireworks law clearly states that you may not be under the influence of alcohol and discharging fireworks. That is very clearly stated in the law, and a police officer absolutely has the right to enforce that. You may not be under the influence of alcohol to discharge fireworks. Period.
Your safety.
Absolutely.
Judgment's gone.
Absolutely.
Tolerance and your judgment and all that is just hampered, and this needs to be done safely.
Yes, it does.
Especially because usually when this is going on, there are going to be some kids around.
That's correct. Absolutely. And you know, people make mistakes, especially you're in the dark and you've had a few wobbly pops too many, and you know, things just happen. And you know, I encourage everyone, pre-plan your 4th of July party. Don't just have them sitting in the garage and, oh, let's go blow up some fireworks. Let's be a little bit safer than that. You know, get a nice piece of plywood if you're going to shoot it out in a grassy area so you have a nice solid platform to shoot. It's always best to shoot it from concrete. Never shoot them on grass. Don't shoot them on the gravel. Things get tippy. You know, just common sense stuff. That's always been my stance on fireworks. Just use good common sense
and safe distance. Run away from,
absolutely,
because, you know, yeah, it might be nice to see how it goes off, but if it goes off wrong, you're right there.
I do a lot of fireworks shows, Pyro Paradise. We get contracted to do weddings and festivals. We shoot Cheeseburger. We shoot Shanty Days. We did the Huron County Fair last year. But I also get hired to do private shows for people. And boy, I'll tell you what, me and my sons, we get suited up in my fire gear, and you know, we get a jacket on, one of like our old grass coats, and our fire helmets, and eye protection, and ear protection, and leather gloves, and oh yeah, I mean, you never know, you could have a low break, and all of a sudden, you're standing in the middle of a bunch of sparks. So, you need to be careful with them. They're not to be taken lightly.
They are the safer of the kind of
fireworks, absolutely,
but they still present a danger.
Oh, as all fireworks do. Absolutely. Even sparklers. You know, sparklers, the it can...
How many kids got burnt by touching the wrong end of the sparkler?
Yeah, and now they actually make bamboo shafts fireworks for those sparklers. So when the kid lights the sparkler up, the bamboo shaft is actually burning right along, so there's no wire left over, which is very nice. You just throw it right in the bonfire, and you're all done.
But again, this makes it important to keep it dry.
Correct.
Because a moist bamboo is not going to burn, and it might hamper how the sparkler, whatever it is made of, burns.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, and I do want to talk about that, too, real briefly. Burn bans and so forth. A burn ban can only be implemented by the fire marshal. He is the, or she is the one that can say, all right, these counties have not had enough precipitation for X amount of days. And that information all comes from the National Weather Service. So, you know, I've heard rumors that, oh, there's a burn ban on here. There's a burn. No, not unless the fire marshal has said there's going to be a burn ban.
The local fire chiefs, they can, about a burning permit for garbage and stuff. That may be what they're thinking of, but it does not apply to the fire.
That is correct. And I just want to reiterate, too, and we read that
and
here.
And you're responsible.
Oh, absolutely.
If that gets out of hand.
Betcha.
There's no getting around that. It's just, it's not doing the little kid from Home Alone.
Oh, right.
I'm sorry.
Right, exactly. That's very true. No, if you cause damage to your neighbor's property, you are responsible. And that has never changed, even with burning trash or, you know, a ditch bank or anything of that nature. Same thing applies for fireworks. You cause damage to your neighbor's boat because you're shooting your fireworks off down at the beach, I can guarantee you that it's going to come back on you.
And even things like sparklers, they can take a little windbreaker jacket and just peck it full of holes.
Oh, absolutely. You betcha. They sure can. You bet. And I just wanted to reiterate that a restriction on fireworks must come from your local unit of government, okay? That is your local municipality. So that means your city township meetings, or city council, your local townships has a board meeting at their hall. That all takes place there. It is not up to the discretion of individual police officers or fire departments or any of that. It must be done by the municipality itself.
But the municipality can say they're not legal to shoot off outside of these times prescribed
yes.
in the law.
Yes, they can.
If they want to keep it limited to
yep.
that, they can do that, but yep. they can't be more restrictive than this law, but they can go right up to it.
That is correct. And truly, that's what we have seen in the last 8 years, is local municipalities taking on, you know, that stance. Do we want to do it? Do we not want to do it? Do we really need to do it? That's always been the argument. And the ones that have, you know, lots of people in their townships, yeah, you know, they've taken it on. A lot of them have. Not all of them, but a lot of them.
And it also provides uniformity. You know, if your neighbor across the street is in another township,
yeah.
your time could have been 11 o'clock, theirs
yes.
could have been 1.
Yeah, well, you know.
Depending on the old way they had done it before.
You know, that brings up a very good point that I actually forgotten about, because we talked about that right in the very beginning. Yeah, the township borders, you know, it might be a road. I mean, it could be as simple as a road. And the people on the south side of the road, they may be restricted to the use of fireworks to the guidelines that I just read, okay? But the guy on the north side of the road, his township may have no restriction. He can shoot 365 days a year. And, you know, as unfavorable as that is for the poor guy, you know, that is the way that it is.
But then you go to your own township and you say,
right.
let's do something different.
Mm-hmm. And I don't.
And I think it started because, you know, there were some complaints. When this first started out, it was new. And people were used to not having the popping and the banging that, you
correct.
Know, that come with some of these. And, you know, it's new and I don't like it.
And people don't always like change. Some homeowners really didn't like the fact that their dog was shaking, you know, trembling. Some of the farmers, it irritated their livestock, whether it's cows or horses.
I know. Lose production.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And I will tell
chickens
you.
Chickens get scared and they're splattering them against the wall. I mean, that's not good.
And horses, you know, unfortunately, horses, they get pretty nervy around fireworks. But I will tell you this, and I was pleasantly surprised to hear this feedback. When we did the Huron County Fair this past year, I did specifically ask how things went in the horse barn, and they said the horses were not bothered, which, I mean, they closed the doors and they tried to seal it up as best they could for them, and they said that they really weren't bothered. There were some that they took home because they knew it was going to be an issue, but for the most part, everything went smoothly, as I was told.
Animals today are used to a little more noise than they would have been 100 years ago.
Oh, for sure.
There's traffic, there's all
horns.
Kinds of things going on.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a little more that they deal with all the time, but these are not on a regular basis, and they are quite
they
spontaneous.
Get, yeah, they get your attention, that's for sure. You betcha. And, you know, the whole use of fireworks, I cannot reiterate enough. Just please use common sense, good judgment, make good decisions. You know, if you think your neighbor's winter wheat field is getting ready to harvest, you may not want to shoot those fireworks right there. You know, that, you know, your that farmer would really appreciate that.
Well, yeah. And your insurance company is going to appreciate it, and they don't have to pay for the field.
Oh, I don't want to get into that. I don't know how that'd fall out. I have no idea. I don't know if that's ever happened, but I certainly wouldn't want that to ever come to fruition.
But again, that's you're going back to common sense and,
right.
and courtesy and
correct.
Everything else.
Well, and it's just like anything. I mean, whether you're burning trash or you're using fireworks or, you know, whatever it is that you're using. So,
and you should always have their hose, bucket of water, or something in case something doesn't fire right or doesn't go off.
Yep.
You can douse it so you know you're not going to pick it up, and then it's going to decide to go bluey.
Yeah, that is absolutely right. And believe it or not, I'm glad you touched on that, because when we shoot a show, I have water cans. They're fire pressurized fire extinguishers with just regular water in them standing by on both ends of my shoot sites so that you know, if something does happen, we can just put it out real quickly. But a bucket of water, a broom helps a lot too. You can put a lot out with just those tools.
And these rules for firing the fireworks are on your property.
Correct.
It can be restricted in parks and other things.
City streets.
That are out there that they don't want to clean up the mess.
Yep.
Because these things do leave paper and other things behind.
They do.
And they don't want the liability.
Yep. And again, you must discharge fireworks on private property. You're not allowed to do it on public property. It must be private property.
So if you're camping somewhere in a county state park or even a private park, that's not your property, and you need to find someone who has private property and says, sure, we'll let you do it here
Correct.
If you let us watch, that type of thing.
Right. You betcha. Absolutely. That happens a lot in Caseville on the beach. People just sit down at the beach, and they just sit there and look both ways, up and down the lake shore, watching everybody's fireworks go off. They really enjoy them. Well, fireworks are very festive. They're a tremendous amount of fun. But again, just you got to use good common sense, good judgment, for sure.
Clean up after yourself.
Yeah, that's true. And again, all these shoot times that we talked about here today, these are going to be clearly posted in my stores. Not to mention, every customer comes in will get a flyer stating everything that we just talked about right here, so that everyone
will
know.
Is that something the tent people have to do as well?
Absolutely, they sure do.
If they aren't handing these things out, they're violating the law.
That is correct. Yes, that is part of the new law this year, that every single person must receive these time frames to shoot. And again, remember, if you have no restrictions, you can shoot 365. If you have restrictions, you're restricted to the time frames, the five different time frames that we just talked about here. And you're always...
maybe any other time within that ordinance that says you can.
Correct.
If they had other holidays in there, like Halloween and or whatever, you know, those would still be good in their ordinance.
Yeah, right.
But it doesn't give you all the days.
Right. And I want to add to that. Lake Township and Caseville Township have on their websites that you may shoot fireworks along the lakeshore Friday and Saturday nights, an hour preceding dark and an hour after dark, from Memorial Day weekend to Labor Day weekend. Basically, what they were saying is, we realize people are coming up to the lake for a weekend getaway, it's your family vacation, it's fun, it's festive, you got birthdays, you got reunions, whatever it is that you're celebrating, and we are going to give you an allowance, a time frame on Friday and Saturday nights that you guys can still shoot outside of the guidelines that were set forth by the state of Michigan if there is a restriction. And those townships did restrict the use of fireworks, but they loosened it up a little bit and said, Fridays and Saturdays, hour before dusk, hour after dusk, is fine with us. And that you can find right on their websites.
And if you're shooting along the lake shore, it might be best to shoot them straight up. They're constantly revising laws, and you don't want them to think, you know, these things are going in the lake and polluting or something. You know what I mean?
Correct,
If you're conscientious up front, you avoid a problem down the road.
That's right. Absolutely. Yep.
Now, you said there are new things. You got the other things. Any other new things coming in that people are going to want to check out? Because everybody wants the new thing, because you didn't see this last year. You didn't see this in the neighbor's display just 2 days ago there.
Pyro Paradise tries to bring the new product in, and you know, we put it in the store, and our salespeople are trained to typically say, hey, this is new this year, and we like to walk people around and kind of point that out in our stores. So we also have a YouTube channel set up. You can always go on our YouTube. You can check us out on Facebook. And I got to tell you, we're definitely going to be doing some new specials this year on our Facebook page. Last year, the girls in our Bad Axe store did an outstanding job promoting some specials and putting them on Facebook's. Overwhelming response. We are definitely doing that again this year. So please jump on Facebook, Pyro Paradise, like us, follow us, and if you would, please share the information with everyone. And it just gets the word out there. And like I said, we're going to be doing deals this year like we've never done before. I've even got this year coming up, I have 500 gram cakes for $10. That is completely unheard of in the industry
and completely unknown to me, because I don't know what that means, but okay.
It's just a box that you light one fuse, stand back, and watch the show go. Okay. And, you know, I'm trying to get price points for everyone and every budget that we have out there. And by doing a 500-gram cake, typically a 500-gram cake in my store is anywhere from $25 up to $45, typically. But I'm trying to get in some fireworks that are going to be for everybody. I will have 500 gram cakes for $10 this year.
How do you store them? You were mentioning the, you know, moisture bad.
Yeah.
Should you get like some of those plastic containers, the big tubs you can get, and put them in there to keep them dry? Should you keep them out in the garage? You don't want them in the house in case there's a fire, because you're going to have to tell the firemen there's fireworks in
there.
Yeah,
that's not a good idea.
I mean, there's certain better ways to store.
Here's my take. I take my fireworks, my personal stuff that I really like. If I have extras after Labor Day, I put it in my garage. I put it up on a shelf. You keep it up off of the concrete, because concrete has a tendency to wick moisture. When it changes from hot to cold, it has a tendency to wick it. So if you pull them up, set them on a shelf, typically they're going to be just fine. If you want to,
safer on a shelf from children anyway.
You betcha. Absolutely. And if you want to put them inside of a plastic tote, that's even better. In that way, they really are kept out of the moisture and, you know, the air temperature changes that happen. So, but no, as far as storage, I don't really recommend that you put them in your house. I mean, if that's the only place that you have to store them, that's your call. That's your judgment call. But
just don't leave them next to the furnace, or the fireplace, or the water
heater. Yeah, absolutely. You betcha. No, the garage is the best place for sure. Just keep them up on a shelf and you know, away from any moisture, and they'll keep just fine. They'll keep just fine. I've actually had fireworks that I've had for 3 years, and they go off without a hiccup. So
as long as they're properly stored and maintained.
That's correct. Absolutely. You betcha. And
it's no different than gas.
Oh.
You store gas, you better put a stabilizer in it once in a while, or
for
it's
sure
not going to work. These have to be kept in proper order to fire properly.
Yep. And, you know, and I will say this too. I usually mention this to several people. If you're going to do a big 4th of July show, invite your neighbors. Make them feel welcome. And if they're there, chances are you're not going to have a lot of issues. You know, people calling the police and so forth.
That predisposes you're on good terms with your neighbors.
Right,
but, okay.
Yeah. But, you know, I always invite my neighbors.
If it's the other way, you may be doing it intentionally for other reasons.
Yeah, you don't do that. That wouldn't be good. But, yeah, if you're going to have a nice fireworks show, let your neighbors know. That's just courtesy. They can lock up their dog, and I know that, you know, I've actually heard of this, people giving their dog like Benadryl or different types of stuff.
Talk to your vet.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but they know that they give them to help calm them down a little bit.
Over the counter, because you have no idea what it is.
Yeah, I personally don't know. I'm just hearing stories from different people. So, but yeah, definitely if you're doing a festival or a show, invite your neighbors over.
And find a lighter with a big long end to it, so that you're not anywhere near it when you go to light it, kind of like you use in a barbecue grill or something.
Yeah,
would probably be the best.
Yeah, I don't recommend using a lighter, because when
or
that
a
lights,
match.
Yeah, it'll get your fingers. It will. It'll come back when that
if
fuse.
You don't
lights.
Know if that fuse is going to go. Or it's going to.
Yeah.
And you're done.
Well, and the thing is, when the fuse actually gets lit, it actually shoots out sparks. And it will get your thumb and your fingers. And that's why we wear leather gloves. We use propane torches to ignite ours. Instant hot, and it's instant off. And that way there are no issues.
Good. Okay. And if they have any questions about lighting them and safety, that's what the stores are for. These people know the business. They know how to help you enjoy it and not have a problem.
You come to any one of our stores, all of our sales staff is going to help put together a fireworks show for you. A lot of people come in and say, I have no idea what I'm looking for. I have X amount of dollars in my budget. Please hook me up. And that's what our staff is trained to do. Our staff knows what every single firework on the shelf does. Our Bad Axe store up here, I'm just using Bad Axe as an example, it's right here locally. We have a nice big TV. You can actually sit there and watch some of those fireworks go off in the store, so you already know or have a general idea of what it's going to do when you purchase it. And our staff will put the show together for you, and it'll be a good show.
And usually the best results are after dark.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, you know, you get the bang, but you don't get the...
Right.
The light show.
Right, exactly. And again, common sense, use good judgment, and it keeps everybody happy.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.
We have a very safe fireworks season.
I do too. I'm looking forward to these new laws and the new time frames. I mean, a whole week around the 4th of July is going to be huge this year. That's going to be, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to get to enjoy that.
And you're open into the fall, but there's a time period when nobody's buying them. So
yep, you can check out on Facebook, but our hours are posted on our doors and so forth. And as always, people are welcome to call me. My phone number is posted at all of my stores. And if for some reason we would happen to be closed and you need fireworks for a special occasion, I welcome people to call me because I will happily meet you.
Because in February, I was trying to find some for that groundhog. Tell us there's more winter. Get out of here. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Our guest today has been Kevin Vaughn from Pyro Paradise. They have stores in Bad Axe, Caseville, Caro. They are out there with the advice, with the information you need, and the latest in the fireworks that everyday citizens can buy and use. They are also available if you have a wedding or something and they want to do something a little more grandiose that would require a professional setting them off, so you can check with them. I do want you to stay tuned, though. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news right here at WLEW.